My name is Annika Lai. I am 17 years old. Today is December 5th, 2019, and I'm speaking with Mandy Lai, who is my mom. We are recording this interview in Irvine, California. So today, Mom, I will be asking you a couple of questions relating to yourself and myself. The first question that I have for you is, what are some jobs or careers held by past generation family members?
My grandpa started his own business by opening a plastic molding manufacturer. And from there, he expanded his business to aluminum waste recycling business and also opened up another manufacturer for making bicycle parts. My father was his oldest son, along with six younger brothers and two sisters. He grew up in a big family, and older brothers were helping the business with grandpa.
So grandpa and great grandpa ran a family business in Taiwan?
Yes.
The second question I would like to ask you is, what are some pieces of advice you would like to pass on to future generations?
I have a couple of advice I would like to pass on to the future generations. First is like they have to really learn financially independent and then learning the concept of how to manage their own money, learning the investment and the banking systems. So when they make money, they are able to manage their own and without having a debt. Another advice is like I noticed the new generation rely on a lot of social media. They spend a lot of time on social media and also using the social media, the connection to their families and friends, using Snapchat, FaceTime, all that. And I think I'm an old fashioned parents. I think families, friends, they should really spend time together. Not just using FaceTime to see each other through a computer screen. Really spend time during the holiday, sit down and talk to each other, give each other a hug. They're more important, just sending like emoji feelings, all that. I think family gathering is a tradition, but don't neglect the meaning of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's very important to be in the moment, to feel in the moment, experience in the moment, especially since a lot of teenagers are very reliant on social media to form connections. I think it's also very important to remember that you have to be in the moment in order to connect with other people and not only rely on using social media, which I think is a great piece of advice.
Thank you.
The third question I have for you is, how have you changed since your teenage years? And I chose to ask you this question because I am a teenager right now, and the future for me is unknown, and I don't know who I will be in 20, 30 years. And I would just like to know, how have you changed and how were you like as a teenager?
I think as a teenager, I spent part of my teenager life in Taiwan. In high school, and then my mom was around, so, and then she is very strict, so I didn't feel like I was really experiencing much teenagers issue until that I came to United States to study in a college. And without a parent around me, I have realized that I have to take the responsibility myself. I have to take care of myself.
I make my own decision and I also take consequences of the decision I made. So I feel that at that moment, I forced myself to be an adult. And that is very good opportunities for me to become a teenager, because as a teenager, that word is kind of typically of saying everything against parents or that, but I have a chance without parents telling me what to do, but also realize that I'm all by myself. So whatever I did, it's really on myself.
Mm-hmm. So from being a teenager to now, you learned how to be more independent and how to be your own person.
Yes.
Coming here. So another question I have for you is, what do you feel most grateful for in your life?
I would say I feel most grateful is still my family's, that I've been through some stuff, and I think the only the family that will truly stay next to me and support me and understand me.
Yeah, I think I'm also most grateful for the family I have and the friends I have, and I'm also grateful that the family that I do have, everyone is very supportive and everybody in our family is.
I always wanted to say that, like, sometimes you would really have a fight or argument with your friend, and then I feel like a friend could be really just walk away and then not being friend anymore. But as a family, no matter what you fight for or you argue with your sibling or your parent just yell at me in the morning, your family will never walk away from you, and your family is always